Timmons, referring to a botched rollout. Local politicians are demanding more information about a proposed treatment center. Tuesday, Timmins Council passed a motion calling for the community partners involved in the Timmins and Area Wellness Center of Excellence, WCE, Health Hub to clearly explain the hub model, what services would be delivered, and the potential impacts on the neighborhood. Ward 1 Cown. Rock Whistle brought up the item. A week ago, after the public information session on the proposal left many people with more questions than answers, Whistle resigned from the Cochrane District Services Board, CDSB, which is leading the push for the facility. When he was sitting on CDSB, Whistle was privy to the details of what was being planned. At that time, I expressed concerns about the importance of public consultation, emphasizing on the need of transparency and open communication with the residents of Ward 1 to ensure they would feel comfortable and informed about this initiative, he told council. The public meeting, he said, left him feeling frustrated and disappointed. While he believes the center could lead to positive changes, he said he can't support a project that his constituents don't understand. Related. Proposed Timmins Wellness Center meeting erupts. Board member resigns. C. Timmins Services Board recognizes shortcomings of tense public meeting. Rumors have been swirling about a treatment facility for some time. 2 weeks ago, the CDSB officially confirmed it's in talks to buy the Ramada Inn at 1800 Riverside Doctor. They do not own the building yet. The goal is to create a centralized service hub offering mental health and addiction treatment services and transitional housing support. It would not be an emergency shelter, offer harm reduction supplies, or be a supervised consumption site. The project partners include the Mushkegawuk Council, the Canadian Mental Health Association Cochrane Timiskaming, Urban Indigenous Service Partners, Northeastern Ontario Family and Children's Services, NEOFACS, Kunawanimano Child and Family Services, Timmins Academic Family Health Team, and Northern College. For funding, the CDSB is applying to be one of the new homelessness and addiction recovery treatment, HART, hubs recently announced by the province. The deadline to provide intent to apply to the province is this Friday, September 20th, with the final proposal needing to be in by October 18th. Council members are supportive of a treatment center. But there are some very valid questions and concerns that need to be answered. In theory, of course, we all want a provincially funded treatment center, and on the surface, it appears that we're moving in that direction. However, residents want answers, said Cown. Lauren Feldman. Only the operator, he said, can answer questions on how people are referred and how it will operate and be secured. But then there are other questions and very valid ones being asked about what will happen when individuals wish to exit the facility, because we all know we cannot compel any individual to stay in rehabilitation if it's against their will, he said. With Whistle stepping down from the CDSB, Cown. Steve Black has been appointed as his replacement. That was approved after this discussion. Black has been vocal about the need for a treatment facility in Timmins. It is, in my opinion, the number one infrastructure project that we should all be able to get behind and support, because we need to be able to offer people help when they want it. You can't force people to get help. You can't, in most cases, force people to stay and help, but if we don't have the services, even give them the opportunity to get help, he said. The organization botched the rollout of the proposal, said Black. Having the group at a council meeting is an opportunity to discuss it publicly and have them present what's in the works. For the 7 Timmins council members who sit on CDSB, he said they need to make sure the agreements and leases put in place are honored and the facility doesn't get off of its feet as one thing and change into something different. That is what will cause a lot of anger and frustration in the community, he said. If the WCE doesn't come to fruition, he believes the property should be sold or transitioned into something the residents can get behind, like a seniors' living complex. As a CDSB member, Cown. Andrew Marks supports the WCE. He said he could also support it as a city councillor if answers are provided. Did the initial launch get botched? Absolutely, and now it's digging out from a hole, and that's unfortunate because of the negative perception that has been placed within our community, he said. Kaun. Bill Gvozdanovich questioned why CDSB is leading the charge as the landlord. I kind of think the DSSAB should kind of pull back a little bit. I think they're kind of walking the plank because there's other organizations that have to step up, he said. The cafe-style format of the public information session was also a point of contention for him. The format was intended to allow people to have one-on-one conversations with partners instead of a presentation to the room. He asked what's wrong with letting people have the microphone. I would probably say 80-90% weren't there to ask questions. They weren't there for that. They're nervous. They're anxious because of what's happened in other areas, he said.